7:25 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Representative Mark Meadows from East Lansing. Mark, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'd like to sneak out of here and head up to your cabin up north. It's a pretty good day out there.
Yeah, me too. But I don't think.
Well, let's talk about the...
Well, I'm waiting for a baby to be born. My youngest daughter is about to have a baby.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, congratulations to be here pretty soon. How soon will the baby arrive, do you think?
Well, you know, we thought it was going to be yesterday morning, then we thought it was going to be yesterday afternoon, then we thought it was going to be last night, but now we're told to be looking at noon, yeah. So we're waiting.
Well, as you know, that stork makes up its own mind, so
that's right.
We just do as we're told. Let's talk about the medical amnesty bill that was signed into law. The law will protect underage age drinkers when they seek medical help. Tell us about this.
You know, this bill has been worked on for quite a long time. It was brought to my office in 2007 by ASMSU, and some of the kids who were working there, they thought this might be a good thing, and actually it was a sort of an unwritten policy in East Lansing among our police officers not to write tickets when we had somebody in physical distress that needed medical attention, even if they were an underage drinker. And so, but that doesn't really protect the police officers either, because by law, they're supposed to write tickets if that's what the law requires. So we've been working on this quite a long time. We passed it in the House last session as well, but it died in the Senate. This year, we gave the bill to Tony Forlini, one of our Republican colleagues, and it got through the House, got through the Senate, and finally, this week, the governor signed the bill. So it is now the law in the state that if you're trying to help somebody who has a medical emergency or is the subject, we added this amendment this year, of sexual assault, and they are an underage drinker, then you're not going to write an MIP ticket on them. We're going to just try to keep them safe. It's better to do that than to have somebody afraid of getting a ticket and then die from alcohol poisoning. We've seen that happen too many times in our college campuses.
All right, Mark, I got about a minute left. I wanted to ask you and get your reaction about the PPT. The Senate has voted to end that tax on businesses, and a lot of folks, and especially municipalities like East Lansing, are nervous because they know they're going to lose funding, and they're wondering where the funding that they're going to get is going to come from. What's your take on that?
It's a $350 million hit on local units of government and on the school districts across the state of Michigan, another big cut. And it's been passed with a promise to make up the money somehow, and maybe all of it, but probably part of it. I guess I'd say that, you know, that's not very good planning, because it requires the adjustment of all these budgets that have just been adopted all across the state of Michigan and these units of government. Even though it's phased in, I would say that it's a very poor plan. It hasn't come to the House yet, and I'm hoping that it's improved.
Mark, do you believe the promise?
Pardon me? I do not believe the promise. I don't know how anybody can promise that. Give them the money now. Figure a way of paying for it. You know, I don't like the PPT either, but my position has always been we have to replace those resources to local units of governments and school districts.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
No problem. Have a great day.